Frederick Kagan says people need to wake up to the threat.
Look, I've spent this discussion with you trying not to overhype the cyber threat, but the reality is that a very skilled and determined attacker who spends a lot of time preparing for an attack can do an enormous amount of damage to our critical infrastructure and cause a lot of people to die and do a phenomenal amount of economic damage and make it very difficult to recover.
So are those scenarios of a cyber Pearl Harbor plausible?
Could we have a massive cyber attack that did a huge amount of damage and was a surprise? Yes, absolutely we could.
Governments might not plan this kind of attack from a standing start, he says. Rather, it could come about through rival states testing each other's boundaries and slipping into cyber war.
The scenarios that keep me up at night are scenarios of miscalculation. There's always this probing around perceived red lines, and there's always the question of what do we think we can get away with. And in the context of a world that has become incredibly violent, the risk of miscalculation is high.